This is the Seabed Daily text, soundtrack. When Jesus gives us a piece of his mind. Philippians 2:5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Consider this. Imagine having the same mindset as Jesus. Learning to see like he sees, listen like he listens, think like he thinks, imagine like he imagines, and do things like he does things. This, Paul says, is the secret to life. It's not as simple, though, as WWJD, what would Jesus do? As though that were a simple thing in itself. The better question is HDJDI, how did Jesus do it? Everything Jesus did, he did by the power of the indwelling person of the Holy Spirit. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, baptized by the Holy Spirit, anointed by the Holy Spirit, gifted by the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and infused with the Holy Spirit. He walked in the power of the Spirit, prayed in the language of the Spirit, healed in the power of the Spirit, loved in the way of the Spirit, and on we could go. To, quote, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus means to be filled by the same power that filled Jesus, who is the person of the Holy Spirit. How does this work? How does one acquire the mind of Christ Jesus? If Paul is calling us to have this mindset of Jesus Christ, then we must be possessed of another mindset. Consider this instruction in Paul's letter to the Romans. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. The pattern of this world is the mind of Adam. The pattern for our lives is the mind of Christ. Transformation happens as we willfully decide to turn away from the ingrained pattern of the broken and distorted mind of Adam, into which we're born, and place ourselves before God in a way that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do we place ourselves before God? Let's back up one verse. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Romans 12:1. Sound familiar? It begins with belonging to God. Remember this? Jesus, I belong to you. Are you staying with it? Jesus, I belong to you. Jesus, I belong to you. Say it until you mean it, and when you mean it, you will start to pray it. Note something else here. Paul doesn't say offer your body. It's bodies, plural. And it's a living sacrifice, singular. And back to our text of the day. Did you catch the opener that we are to have the mindset of Christ, quote, in your relationships with one another? This is a team sport. It is not a solo flight. We are not transformed alone. I'm going to start pushing you harder and harder on this issue of banding together with a few other believers for the work of deep discipleship. The reason most of us are stuck is that we do not have the kinds of relationships it takes to sustain the level of work the Holy Spirit wills to do in our lives. At Seedbed, we have created an online platform where you can read the daily text as a small band or group and interact around it every day. Let me know when you're ready to give it a test drive. For now, you can explore it at discipleshipbands.com. The prayer, Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who would bring us into his very mindset. Awaken us to the marvels of this truth and shake us from our satisfaction with thinking we've already got it. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us in this way and into the kinds of relationships it will take to get there. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions, number one, do you see why WWJD will not work without HDJDI? How did Jesus do it? Any experience with this? Number two, how do you think about the nature of the mindset of Christ? Are you actively pursuing this in a conscious fashion? And number three, are you or have you ever been in a small enough group of people that you could really pursue deep discipleship together? What was that like? What has kept you from it? For the Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.